out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard, hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The lunchroom ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Keep it, the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books,
guys. All right, school days. Chuck Berry, that's what our topic is this morning. Jim Messier, Carol Gianforte here today. We're going to talk about the 1950s school days. Aaron Racine, these two lived it.
And survived it.
I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to ask you. What grade were you in the late 50s, we'll put it that way. What grade were you in?
Oh, fifth grade.
50s.
Yeah. Fifth grade?
Yeah. I went to Washington Junior High in 60. So,
wow.
Yeah, 59.
Are we old?
We're older. Yeah. We're survivors, though, Don.
I didn't know the show was sponsored by AARP Plus. Yeah, no, I just made it. 1959 kindergarten. I graduated kindergarten in 1960. But
congratulations,
yeah,
Don.
I made it.
Did we offer you congratulations?
It was a close one.
Yeah. Where's your diploma?
Your parents must have been so proud of you.
So where did you go to grammar school here?
Well, we're going to get into that.
Oh, okay.
That's coming up right now.
It's a top secret. Okay, let's start right now.
Okay. Well, thanks, Don. We all have pleasant memories, of course, of going to our grade school. And for the most part, it was we had a lot of fun.
But, right, Jim, Carol? we have to say we want to be honest. Now, you just did a posting on Facebook sites,
mm-hmm.
and you said there were over 1,000 replies to these sites.
On 8 different
about
sites.
About grade school.
Likes.
Remembering grade school.
Everybody remembers.
So, by and large, I think we turn back and 99% are fun, happy, mm-hmm. smiling memories.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we thought we had to be a little honest here.
Mm-hmm. That's
some
right.
people have, survived the multiplication tests, long division, notes home to parents. But, by and large, we're so happy
mm-hmm.
to look back, but we are astonished
as
we thought about this topic. To think that we were, let's say, 6 years old and in our first grade or whatever, and now decades later, we can picture that first grade room, we can see that first grade teacher, the memories are quite astonishing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess talk about molding our lives.
Oh, yeah. Well, back in 1954, according to the Racine City Directory, Racine had 28 grade schools, public and parochial, mostly public, of course. Usually the parochial schools went from grade 1 to 8 and with no kindergarten. Public schools had kindergarten up to grade 6, and then, of course, you moved on to, junior high. I personally went to Holy Trinity Grade School on Franklin. That was just south of 21st, near Roosevelt Park. We had 8 grades. That building was constructed in 1949, but then in 1954, it was added on to because of the baby boomers. That school actually is still standing. It's a special needs kids school right now. And Carol, you went to Lincoln, didn't you?
Yeah, because now we kind of say throughout our memories, you were a South Sider.
Yes.
I was a North Sider. So Lincoln is pretty near Horlick Athletic Field, but on the corner of Carlisle and State. And it was one of those buildings. It was built in 1891, and it looked like Jane's and Howell,
mm-hmm.
that same kind of castle-like look.
Mm-hmm.
And it, too, is currently standing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad of that.
Mm-hmm.
In the 90s, it was, or 80s, it was made into a home for apartments. It's called Lincoln Apartments now. And I had a chance to go in there. They've had tours. You can go into Lincoln School and see the apartments.
Well, The Jane School is no longer in use anymore.
No, right. But it's beautiful.
On Main Street.
It's a landmark.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with it. They got to do something. They just repaired it recently, couple of years ago, redid the roof and everything.
Sure, yeah.
But no more kids. I used to see the kids playing out there.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah.
All gone.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of schools that
are. So what did they do with all those kids?
Moved them to other schools.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and maybe our enrollments are down, too. Not sure about that. Not sure.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we were, part of the baby boomers. And we all know that the story about parents reuniting after the war. And I looked up, 76 million of us were born in 1946 and on for 18 years. So our schools, our city had to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that they were built, enlarged, remodeled. Lincoln stayed old, but added, like many of them of that design, a multi-purpose room.
Mm-hmm.
It really now looks kind of, or did look kind of odd. Here you've got this castle, and then our multi-purpose rooms on those schools were like the big box, blonde brick and square, but that would house our gym and stage and things.
Mm-hmm.
But Johnson was built, Waterwitz was built, Starbucks, Sacred Heart was newly built, and Holy Trinity, was that enlarged? Or no?
Oh, yeah, back in 54. As a matter of fact, in our third grade class at Holy Trinity, we had 55 kids. 55 kids. That's, you know, because of the baby boomers. And I'll tell you, that nun had complete control, and I really mean complete control.
I hear stories about nuns being really strict. Is that true?
Well, ours, I think.
Let me see your knuckles. Are they, are they still swollen? Let me see.
Yeah, that old saying, speak softly but carry a big stick, I think that applied to a lot of these nuns. But and then, of course, we had our...
Jim, I have to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did she even know your name with 55 kids in the class, or did she go all year long without knowing who you were?
Oh, no, they knew everything about us, everything about us. And it's funny because we had a lot of common names back then. There were so many Bobbies, a lot of Joeys. There were four Jimmies in our class, and I was one of them. We had, of course, Johnnies, a lot of Tommies, Dannies, Billies, even a couple Donnies in there, but... We had two Thomas Millers, same name, first and last name. So the nun had to differentiate them by calling one Tommy J and Tommy G.
We had three Robert Russos.
No kidding.
In high school.
Wow.
All had the same. It was tough to differentiate between them.
Yeah, they went to middle names, middle initials.
Yeah. Three Robert Russos in the same school. Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Now, the thing that's kind of funny about this is, like with relatives, now, here we are in our 70s, and if you have a cousin that was Jim, you maybe still call that cousin Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
So do you meet any of your old classmates and that still got the Y after it, the Jimmy, Tommy?
Yeah.
Are they still the Tommies? And
oh, absolutely, yes. When I was working at Rude Lighting, one of my old cousins was hired, and in front of my boss and everybody else, she said, "Hi, Jimmy."
Oh, my gosh.
There was a comedian who said, if you have the name Robert, it's pretty good. Because when you're a kid, you're Bobby. When you get a little older, you're Bob.
Yeah.
And if you become, you know, have a good job, you're Robert. And later on, you get older, you're Bert. And if you want to switch things up, you're Roberta.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that is hysterical.
He said, the name can be used throughout your entire life.
Yeah.
Now, were you called Donnie or Don?
I was Donald because we had a kid across the street from us. He was Donnie and I was Donald.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
How about some of the girls' names?
Well,
common ones?
They were the Y names, too. Kathy, Sherry, Susie, Jackie, Debbie. But then there were also, you know, things, names like Janet and Sharon, Carol. Now, that four of us were in Lincoln School in our grade. So I was Carol B. We went by, we could use our last name initials. But I think some of these people were named for Carol, some of my friends, Carol Lombard. I looked her up.
She went to school with Carol Lombard?
How old are you?
Hold on there. Talking to little Jimmy Mercier and little dainty Carol Gianforte today. We're talking about growing up in Racine in the 1950s in grammar school. I think everybody remembers their grammar school. I can name all my teachers in grammar school really quickly. I mean, I could do it really fast. And I have some of my school pictures still on my phone from, I don't know what happened to second grade and third grade. I have fifth, sixth, and first in kindergarten on my phone.
Do you look at them often, Don?
Yeah. Because every day someone else in my class is dying. Because on the high school memorial page, they keep listing them, and I'm like putting X's through mentally through everybody's face. It's hard to believe we're all little kids, and now so many of them
are
gone already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be at this stage.
Yeah, some
very sobering.
Car accidents, some died of disease, some just died.
Yeah.
But, did you ever go back for a grade school reunion? Some days there's an eighth grade reunion.
No. It's a big schlep for me to go back because I got to get a hotel in New York. It's all a big thing. Yeah.
You have had reunions of eighth grade, haven't
you? Not eighth grade, no. We just met informally, but that's
okay.
Well, the high school reunion, we had said a high school reunion about 2 years ago, and the girl in charge of it, the woman in charge, Evelyn Capadonna, she lives for this stuff. And she sent me, since I couldn't go, she sent me all the little table decorations they had.
Oh, really?
She sent me everything. She's really into this stuff. And she loves taking care of our high school memorial page, our high school reunion page. Kudos to her, because I wouldn't have the patience to deal
with
that.
You're kind of lucky you've got a person like that. Just in case you want to plug in, she's there.
Yeah. Right, let's talk about the grammar school here.
Now, the public schools had kindergartens. And Jim, you mentioned that the parochial schools... You had to go to public school.
That's right.
Did everybody go to kindergarten that later on was in first grade parochial gym?
I think so, yeah.
I wonder if it was mandatory.
I would think so, yes. Like Carol said, parochial schools didn't have kindergarten, so I went to Mitchell, and I can still recall my teacher's name. Very pleasant memories of her, Mrs. Van Velza. And wonderful.
It just rolls
teacher.
Off the tongue.
It does. Yeah, that's right.
But see how we remember.
But,
I was thinking that was a major event in my neighborhood, kindergarten, and coming up to kindergarten. Because we had a lot of kids in my neighborhood, baby boomers, and now we were all going to go to kindergarten. But who was going to be assigned morning, and who was going to be assigned the afternoon?
That's right. Yeah, right. You had split shifts in kindergarten.
Yes. And that was the parting of the neighborhood ways.
Yeah, we did that too in our school. We had a
it was very traumatic.
And then they flipped them halfway through the year.
Well, they didn't for us.
No. And we walked to kindergarten as a 5-year-old. I remember walking a couple blocks. A lot of kids did that by ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Why, sure. Rain, snow.
Yeah.
Snow banks.
We're not going to hear about you walk through 30 inches of snow when you were 5 years old through blizzard winds.
One of the big memories of kindergarten, of course, in Racine anyway, Dan, we'll find out if you did this. Even though we had half days, we had to have a nap. And so you were required to have a blanket or a rug.
They did nap centers.
Yeah.
We had a snack, and then we had a
snack.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. To give the teacher a break from us, maybe.
So you could take a snooze.
I still, my mother being pretty frugal, we kept that napping rug for years and used it for here and there, light blue.
And now you're using it as an older person.
I'm going to the nursing home with my kindergarten.
During our news and farm report, she's got the thing to take a nap on the floor for 5 minutes.
That was such a big deal. Also, when you think now, geez, how unlimber I am. We did in kindergarten a lot of being on the floor. The nap was on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd sit in circles on the floor.
Sure.
We would be, a teacher would be reading to us. We would sit on the floor.
On the floor, right.
Yeah, and we got up with no trouble, Jim. We could jump right up.
Yes, unlike now, right?
We could jump right up from sitting on the floor.
What we learned.
We learned something.
Nursery rhymes, of course, and fairy tales. I can still sing Itsy Bitsy Spider. Remember that one?
We won't request that right now, will we, Don?
Yeah, your favorite one, Carol?
I guess Hickory Dickory Dock was one. Okay. That's a little unusual.
I think we have that by the Jackson 5. Let me check here.
Of course, we had music. We learned, Jack and Jill, I can, you know, that's one everybody remembers. I'm sure we can sing it if we wanted to, right, Carol? Jack and Jill went up the hill. And, of course, we used scissors and glue and paint for finger painting and coloring. And,
did you eat the paste?
I probably did, yeah. I think so.
You must be bringing that up for a reason.
We used to call those kids the paste eaters.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a real thing.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. We learned how to count. We learned our ABCs, of course, back in kindergarten. Geez, we learned a lot of things, you know, really, when you think about
it. We were getting a foundation.
I think so, too. Yeah.
We were getting a foundation.
Yeah.
And a favorite time was when the teacher would read to us, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we would probably be sitting on the floor,
yeah,
most likely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she read the classic fairy tales, Three Bears, Cinderella. I guess you liked.
I liked the Three Pigs. The best part was the wolf coming down the chimney and up. Pot of boiling water.
Isn't that funny?
Oh my goodness, that's nightmare stuff.
Yeah, they were quite violent. And I'm also thinking of singing. You touched on that, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was very fascinating how we learned to sing in rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, part of the room would start row, 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 your
row,
boat.
Row, row your boat.
And
yeah.
The rest of the room had to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the second group would come in. And maybe even a third part.
Yep.
And wouldn't we end up at the same time?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It was just amazing how the rounds worked out.
Yeah. And then, of course, the school buildings themselves. There were certain things about each school which was quite unique. Halls, for one thing, they were always decorated with our art, especially for open houses when our parents would come and see what we did. Then we had... at the Holy Trinity, we had a large lunchroom in the basement with a kitchen, and that was used for hot lunches every day. We had our Christmas pageants there. Our eighth grade dance was held there, and school meetings were held there, too. And, of course, we had the old wooden tables and chairs. White milk came in little cartons from Progressive Dairy.
Ours were 3 cents.
3 cents
for a carton of milk. Three cents.
Yeah.
And some kids, oh, I don't have any money today. Well, sorry. No, they gave it to you, and then they just, you know, wrote down what you owed them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow.
And of course, how do you forget 3 pennies?
I mean, yeah, I know it. But that back in the '50s, 3 pennies was, you know.
What do they do now? They don't make pennies anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No milk for you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says this school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Jimmy today, Carol Gianforte, Jim is here. We're talking about growing up in grade school in the 1950s in Racine. I was just during the break showing them all my pictures from kindergarten. I think I had fifth grade. I can't find the others. I showed you junior high, too. Kind of goofy looking character. But, my kindergarten teacher's name was Miss Gross. Now, being a little 5 or 6 year old kid, you don't know what that even means. But today, if she was like, "Hey, you're gross," Miss Healy was my first grade teacher, and I didn't appreciate it then. But you look, she was a looker. I mean, you're 6, 7 years old. You don't mm-hmm. know what your teacher looks like. Mm-hmm. But I look back and say, "Wow, that's look at her."
Well, I wish this listening audience could be seeing this because I have the privilege of sitting with these two guys. And so Don whips out his phone, and we're looking at his grade school pictures, third grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, where he's standing in the back row because he was tall.
Always in the back row.
And always that thick black hair.
All the shrimpy people right up front.
Yeah. So we had the privilege of seeing from Massapequa.
Massapequa, New York.
Yeah. Now, also, you know, you've been calling me dainty little Carol. Well, I got to say, starting probably in about fourth grade, I sure was not dainty little Carol, because I shot up to like 5'3", and I had size probably 7 size shoes at that time. So I was always in the back row, and I thought I was a giant. Well, it stopped. I'm 5'3" yet today.
That's it, huh?
But I experienced being a giant among others for quite a few years. Well, anyway, back to what our school buildings were like. Now, Lincoln being 100 years old, wooden floors, wood everywhere. And I think it gave us personality, the creaking floors. When they were wet, there was, I don't think we minded it, but a certain smell in the air. But we had the new section I mentioned before. Like many of the schools in Racine, the multi-purpose room was built in 1951. Now, we didn't call it the addition or the gym or anything. We very seriously called it the multi-purpose room. And so we did. It was the gym. It had tables that came down from the walls for lunch. But we had dancing classes there. It had the stage. It had a very nice kitchen. But we were very true to the description. It was the multi-purpose room. And another thing that Lincoln School had, so I can't speak for other public schools, but we had a library, and it was part of the public library. So that was always a routine to walk down this long hall, and then we would go down 3 or 4 steps, and we were in the public library of Lincoln School. So we were learning right there what a librarian does and how you stand and check out books, and you get the date stamp, and you return your books. It was a real learning and fun thing. Mm-hmm. And then the librarian, of course, picked out all these great picture books. So we had Blueberries for Sale and so many. Make Room for Ducklings, Henry Huggins. So, Jim, though, we had our own classrooms with basics there to remember how our classrooms looked.
Well, getting back to the library, we never really had a public library. We just had a very informal room where you just went in and grabbed the books. It was like the honor system. Yeah. And you took one and brought it back when you're done. There was nothing, you know, to fill out or whatever. But everybody remembers the principal's office, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
See, we didn't have a principal's office. Our eighth grade teacher was the principal. So the only good thing out of that was you could never be sent to the principal's office because we didn't have one.
Oh, you're reminding me. Yeah. Lincoln School had a principal that we loved who then had a stroke when we were maybe in fifth grade. Very sad. But Mr. Temme, so you could go by the principal's office and see him standing in there, and then we knew the secretary, Miss Nelson, and we had a supply room, too, where right across the way you could smell like those pencils and erasers, and just for a nickel or something, you could buy your supplies.
Right. I was friends with my grade school principal up until a few years ago when he passed away.
Oh, no.
I met up with him again online, or not online. I've got his phone number from the school, and we spoke for a long time, then traded letters back and forth for a couple of years, and he remembered everything. He remembered me sliding down the banisters when I shouldn't have been. Remembered my brother, my parents. He remembered everything.
Now, that is a real professional.
Yeah, he was very good. He was one of my favorite people. Mr. Dodd.
Oh.
And he was for, you know, seven years, kindergarten through sixth grade. He was a great principal.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I got to speak to him the last, the last few years.
Uh-huh. Well, when you think of the power that a principal or a teacher has for good, you know, to want to talk to this person 40, 50 years later, I mean, that really says a lot about the impact that they make on us.
Mm-hmm.
He remembered everything.
Huh. Let's take
good and bad, Don. Good and bad?
One bad, me sliding down the banister of the new school when I shouldn't have been. And I saw him at the bottom. I couldn't stop because I was late for my monitor's post, crossing guard post.
Oh.
And he was standing. He was like 6'6", too, so he towered over
really
everybody.
Tall.
Yeah, so he caught me.
Well, let's remember some of our old classrooms. Remember the old wooden desks? They had the wooden seats, unlike now. Some of the older desks, Don, maybe you remember, they had the inkwells in them. They had a hole, you know, inside the
We didn't
the
use them as inkwells.
We didn't use them, but the hole was there, you know, from the old days. Some of those old desks, by the way, were made in Racine by the Racine Hardware Manufacturing Company. So I don't know if we had any of those or not, but I remember ours were really old. The teacher's desk was also wooden. I remember ours was on an angle, And in front of class. And the teacher just sat there and, you know, kept an eye on us at all the times.
I'd say the teacher's desk had a real was placed very prominently.
Oh, yes, yes. We could all see it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we had the blackboard, right?
Well, also, now, we gravitated to the newer desks that were movable with chairs.
Okay.
And, you know, you and I were saying we could even remember the interior of our desks. There was that little tray where you put your pencils.
It was a mess. That's what I remember.
And then while we had the desk, when we get talking about our routines, we'll say desk cleaning day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I know in third grade, he's passed away now, but I don't know how he made us laugh. So one of our classmates, his first name was Mickey, he got away with tilting back on his chair and then falling backwards. And probably dangerous for your neck or your head, but tilting chairs and Mickey making us all laugh. It was just a wonderful routine. But yes, now another thing, looking ahead, sitting at our desks, blackboards all across the front. White chalk, a tray at the bottom, and erasers. But what we remember, too, is what was above the blackboard.
Yes, right.
Usually with a green background, cursive writing examples, all for the whole alphabet.
Yep. Small and capital.
Small and capital.
Yep.
Yes. Big part of the room.
Oh, yes. Remember the old pull-down maps like for geography? Somebody would always pull it down, and the teacher would point with her pointer there, and this is, you know, where Africa is or whatever.
That's when we were daydreaming.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
Oh, and then bulletin boards?
Yep.
Now, that was a very big thing at Lincoln School. Perhaps the principal said that the teachers needed to have them all up to date, but I can still see, I really believe, like for fall, leaves, fall colors, Thanksgiving, Christmas, of course, but food groups. Oh, do we study food groups? And astronomy, the a dark blue with the planets on it. What else was always in the room, Jim?
Oh, my gosh. We had the clock, which was usually above the door, at least ours was. That's the object that most people watch constantly, I remember.
Yes, we were watching the
clock. Yeah. Our clock, it wasn't constant. It would, every minute it would advance.
Did it tick if it was real quiet?
I don't think so.
Maybe
just,
not.
After a minute, it would had a clicking sound, and then it would advance. So every minute it did that. Mm-hmm. We also had a dictionary in front of class, usually on a stand. So sometimes a teacher would call on you to look up a word. And when the boys would go up there, they would probably think, well, why did the teacher pick on me for this? Because that was really embarrassing to go in front of class and look up a word and read it.
We're talking to little Carol Jean Forte and little Jimmy Messier. Not little anymore.
Hardly.
You're still little. You're not little. You're a big guy.
Don. All right. Who's talking?
We're talking about school days. I was always tall, though. I shrunk. We're talking about school days from the 1950s in Racine and...
Well, it's really strange when you think about what we had in our classrooms and how important these items were. Now, we just talked about things like the bulletin boards and the clock, but we'll continue on with chalk and erasers. I mean, we had to live by chalk and erasers, white chalk. Jim, what else would you say we had to have in that classroom?
Oh, we had a globe, of course, for for geography. We had to find out where countries were.
Yeah.
Of course, we had a flag. We always did the Pledge of Allegiance. You'll get into that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we have?
Now, you didn't think this was a big deal, but it seems in my mind, the pencil sharpener.
Oh, yeah.
Because I seem to remember a lot of shenanigans going on with the pencil sharpener. You know, boys especially, if there's a test, take a minute out and sharpen your pencil in the quiet room, you know, for attention or distraction.
Yeah,
Jim, what else?
Upright projector. Remember that? That projected an image on a large screen. Usually like for math problems and things where the teacher had to show great detail.
Uh-huh.
And what's another one, Carol?
Well, it was always kind of on the exciting side if we had a roll-in cart with the movie projector or a film strip projector.
Oh, well, of course, that was fun, of course, when you saw the teacher rolling in the projector, because anything to avoid class time.
Right. And I think those film strips, didn't they? They often cracked or broke off.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And everything would stop, and she'd have to tape it, and then, back to running it again.
Poor teacher, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. And then we had extra books to read and even magazines.
Mm-hmm. We had magazines such as National Geographic, I remember. Well, we won't get into that.
Well, Jim and I are going to confess, we've been having some jokes about the National Geographic because we were learning about Africa, and those of us who were in those grade school rooms with the National Geographic, I think you know what we're
saying. Let's just say the boys
were very interested in African culture.
This is a family show, so we won't get into that.
Shame,
right, Carol?
I am so disappointed in you.
We wondered if we should refer to this or not, but now we have, Jim.
Yeah, we did.
We confessed.
We also had supplies, of course. I remember my school bag, or book bag, you called them, to carry your books in when you walked to and from school.
Now, this has been very funny.
Yeah.
Because I had
you
to talk.
You didn't have that.
I said I didn't have a book bag. So I wrote to a couple of my friends. They didn't have any book bags. So
that's what we had.
One wrote back and said, well, we never had any homework. So I don't know. But isn't that something? We didn't.
Now it's all backpacks.
Yeah. Wow,
things have changed.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, in the lower grades, we were into our Crayola crayons. And surprising, some of my friends, too, went right along with remembering when we were learning how to print that paper we were given, the lined paper. They were separate sheets, and there would be a section of heavy lines with a dotted line in the middle of them. So you had your capital space and the small letter space. We can still see that paper. But another thing in the room, we did so much with, in lower grade school, scissors, glue, construction paper, paints, even those pink erasers. Did you remember a pink eraser, Jim?
Yep.
And, of course, we had what we called workbooks for spelling and arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
And we had flashcards.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. In the upper grades, remember those pens with a cartridge you could take out and put it. It was like an ink pen, but you had to use a cartridge. Mm-hmm. I guess that replaced the old ink wells. But one thing both of us remember very well was a paper that was printed on that Ditto machine. It had that sweet smell, that very unique aroma.
The mimeograph.
Well, actually, it's a Ditto. Mimeograph was in like a black color, I think, the ink.
No, it was like a purple color.
Well, that was purple. Ditto.
Yeah.
Well, the reason that we're talking about this is Jim and I, on his posting, had this about the program coming up.
I never heard of Ditto.
And mimeograph.
Yeah.
And one of our listeners, John Nicholson, wrote to us.
Corrected us.
He corrected us this weekend about Jim's posting.
Mm-hmm.
And said it was the Ditto machine.
Yep,
and he was a teacher.
I didn't either. I looked it up, and he was right.
So thanks to John Nicholson, we were corrected, but we remember the smell.
The smell.
The smell.
That.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. It wasn't ink. It was like, I don't know, like
some kind of alcohol.
An alcohol thing.
Equivalent to rubber cement or something.
Yeah, right.
Well, finally we get to some of the routines that we all remember. The morning, starting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mr. Temme would give the announcements every day. And he would start his announcements by three bells on the xylophone. Da, da, da. That was the beginning.
It's like NBC.
Day.
Yeah. We had morning prayers, of course, being at a parochial school. That started our day. I think what we loved to hear was the recess bell, too.
Oh, yeah.
We had bells for school starting and ending, of course. But like I said, everybody looked forward to that recess bell. We just love that. Fire drills. Remember fire drills, Carol? Another way to get out of class. So we enjoyed that, too. Except in days like today, in the wintertime, we hated to go outside in this kind of weather. But anything to get out of school.
Right? We had the atomic bomb attack. drill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where we had to go into the hallways
the
and you duck
bomb
down.
Bomb shelters.
Duck
sure.
and cover. And you,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
go in the hall, duck and put your hands over your head.
Yeah.
Like when a nuclear bomb comes.
Yeah.
That's going to save you. Putting your hands on top of your head, ducking in the hallway. Yeah, duck and cover drill.
Because you were younger. Yeah. You were really into the Cold War. Well, fire drills, you mentioned, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've got a few more minutes, I didn't even tell you this story, but I'm going to put it in now. One of my most embarrassing moments ever. We were having nap time in kindergarten, and it was spring. And so I had forgotten all about what you did in a fire drill. So all of a sudden, here was that huge alarm for the fire drill. And do you know what I did? I got up off my rug, and I ran for the door, and I ran outside of the school, and I ran down the street, and I went to Lincoln Supermarket.
Oh, my
gosh. I kept on running.
Wow.
Can you imagine this?
Wow.
And then Louis Schneider, the owner of Lincoln Supermarket, he had to call back to the school, and Mr. Temme came in his big Buick to pick me up at Lincoln Super.
Jeez.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember cleaning out our desks?
Yes, cleaning out our desks. That was a big routine.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We had to do that every now and then.
Ours were always inspected by the nuns, so they had to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did we do?
Well, silence was actually a big part of our school life.
Yep.
Silently,
that's right.
Silently raising your hand.
Yes.
Silently lining up.
Yep.
You know, silently doing...
when you had to form a line. No talking in line.
That's right. Yeah. No talking.
It was like the Marine Corps. No talking in line. Ranks.
Silence. So anyway, we're going to continue this next time because we have just tapped the
tip
beginning
of the iceberg,
of
right?
Yes. We have not even talked about our teachers.
Okay.
All their names.
All right.
How they looked, what they wore.
Miss Gross.
Gross. How we dressed, what kind of clothes we wore, girls' dresses.
Yeah.
How they dressed, all the nuns dressed the same for me, so that's easy to talk about.
Well, thank you guys.
Well, sure. Pleasure.
I do appreciate it. So it'll be next month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for part two.
Mm-hmm.
Little Jimmy Messier and little Carol Gianforte. I want to thank you guys for coming in. You go through a lot of work with this, so it's pretty good.
It's very highly researched, Don.
Yeah.
Highly.
Are we ever going to see another Golden Rondell presentation?
No, we're going to move to the church again on...
Living Faith.
Yeah,
Living Faith. It accommodates 300 people.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but next August we'll be there. Or this August, I should say.
My mom used to enjoy the...
Oh, we loved seeing you two there.
Yeah, my mom loved it. Even though she knew nothing about Racine, it didn't matter, you know.
Okay. So.
Well, those were big extravaganzas.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you, Don.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.